Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh! Feeling sluggish? Grab a Cardomax Energy Intensifier and crank up your day. I'm at about an 11 right now at Cardomax.com. Owned and operated by a former Navy SEAL and CEO of Strikeforce, Sean Mattson, Cardo Max's Energy Intensifier will absolutely help you plow through your work days with no problemo. Just go to CardoMax.com today. Use the promo code Nooners for 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Oh, boy.
Audio only show today. Just got back from Nashville, Tennessee. Shit's getting wild. We can say whatever the fuck we want. We don't talk about YouTube's bullshit now.
Yeah, but we're just in a little tiny box having a threesome with Bob.
Bob's here, brother.
Just calm down. Hey. Calm down. We're just joking. We're just sitting in a room talking.
We got breaking news here.
Please.
Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Saying that R. Kelly got a raw deal.
Yeah, so before we came on, I was just like reading through the sexy headlines of the day. And it just popped up. Bill Cosby thinks R. Kelly got a raw deal with that guilty verdict. I bet you did, Bill.
Yeah.
I bet you did. Yeah. What fucking world? Now I'm wondering, like, what world is he living in his mind? Because does he really feel like because he is out now that everything he did was on the level?
Well, here's what I find interesting is you finally have one guy who's willing to stick up for everybody who's had sex illegally with somebody.
Right. And
underage
he's out.
Girls and drugs and everything. So he can be the guy, which is nice.
He can be the guy. It is nice.
It would be like OJ sticking up for Gabby Petito's fucking fiance.
Laundry.
Yeah. Being like, oh, Brian Laundrie's got a raw deal. That's a, because, you know,
oh, because
it's another blonde white girl.
Right.
That's dead.
But he would just be like, you know, in my experience, when bitches be getting crazy, you're allowed to just kind of do whatever you want, right? And so this guy,
yeah,
you know, who among us?
What's up? Cosby has some choice quotes here.
Oh,
please, Bob.
Fire
thank
away,
God
Bob.
For you.
Fire
tell
away.
Me.
Well, for one thing, Cosby says no one fought hard for him. This is all through his.
Okay.
This is all through his spokesperson.
Okay.
The deck was stacked against Robert.
Oh.
And then I guess as a sort of character supporting statement for R. Kelly, Cosby through Wyatt said, "This is a full quote here. This is a guy who made the song 'I Believe I Can Fly' when there were rumors about young girls. The song played at every wedding and in every church." He was doing music with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
End quote.
End quote.
End okay. quotes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm more confused. Yeah.
Did
Ladies
do,
and gentlemen. He
did
has,
he do music with Lady Gaga?
Did he? Now we're going to have to look that up. Because
I don't know.
Because Cosby is off his motherfucking
do rocker. You do what you want featuring R. Kelly.
Ah.
Perfect.
Do what you want.
Perfect.
I think it's do what you want with my body. If I remember this correctly.
That's Gaga?
I believe so, right?
Yeah, and it was released in 2013.
Do what you want with my
yeah,
body.
Yeah, hang on.
Do
let
what
me
you
look
want
up
with
the
body.
Let me look up the lyrics. Because
oh,
then
we're not on YouTube. I can just fucking play it.
Yeah.
Play it. It's slapping. I mean.
I remember this song.
It's bopping a little bit.
Yeah.
You
I'm
guys
telling
can't
you,
see,
I
but
remember,
Bob is full on dancing right now.
Bob's into this.
Super into it.
I'm telling you, I remember this hook. It's in the hook. I can promise you this. There it is.
Do what you want, do what you want.
Please party. Yeah. Do what you want with my body. Don't stop. Please party.
Not the greatest lyrics to share with R. Kelly.
Wow.
No.
And here's the thing. Gaga herself went through her own personal fucking struggle or whatever with, she had a rape thing in the past as well.
Did she?
Yeah. She did with some music producer or something like that. And so, yes.
That was Kesha, wasn't it?
It was Kesha and her Look Up the Gaga one.
Yeah, she had a psychotic break after a sexual assault left her pregnant.
Oh, God.
She was raped at 19 by a music producer who threatened to burn her music if she did not take her clothes off.
Yeah. Told you.
That's aggressive.
It told you. Yeah.
So hers was
borderline unbelievable.
About as bad as it gets.
And what year was that article, Bob, that you're looking at?
Article I'm reading is from this year.
Okay, so that's from this year. So you still though wanted to do work with R. Kelly, and let's face it, the R. Kelly shit had come out during the Chappelle sketches where he was pissing on people. So, like, you knew. We all knew about R. Kelly back when Chappelle was huge.
There's an entire Boondocks episode.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, the same time, if not even earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a fun thing.
And, like, really, the R. Kelly doc, like, series, multiple episode series, was a while ago, even now at this point. Like, and that was...
Yeah.
If you knew anyone that saw that, they'd be like, what the fuck have you seen the R. Kelly thing?
Yeah. So look, I guess everybody needs somebody to stand up for them once in a while. It's nice that R. Kelly's got a big, big fan in Bill Cosby, and I'm sure it'll be fine. If you hadn't heard, he got convicted over the weekend, which was weird. Of all accounts, by the way.
Yeah.
So R. Kelly is going away for a while, probably.
I think people are gonna be
Ever, maybe.
He faces life in prison.
Life, yeah. Yeah.
And they're gonna be doing what they want with his body, you know.
With
what I'm
his
saying?
Body, yeah. Yeah. But the other breaking news here is, since we're not on YouTube, we can actually talk about this.
Okay.
YouTube is banning all anti-vax content. YouTube has taken down several channels associated with high profile anti-vax activists, including Joseph Mercola, RFK Jr. They actually, you know what's funny, man? They actually, his publicist reached out to be on Drinking Bros. And I said, sure, why wouldn't we have RFK Jr. on? And the immediate comment back was, he's like a huge like anti-vaxxer, and that's what he really wants to talk about. And I was like, I don't really care.
He's like anti like polio vaccine.
Oh, he's anti everything.
Yes, he's not anti-COVID vax. He's like polio vaccine gives you autism.
Yeah. So he's saying who experts say are partially responsible for helping seed the skepticism that's contributed to slowing the vaccination rates across the country, as part of its new set of policies aimed at cutting down on anti-vaccine content on the Google-owned site YouTube. They will ban any videos that claim commonly used vaccines approved by health authorities are ineffective or dangerous. Oh, we're fucked. They're going to rip our channel then. Because here's the thing. They are ineffective. Let's be real. They can only help what? What's the max, Bob, on the top one? 84%, 90-something percent?
Your chances of getting hurt by it are very small. Not by the vaccine, by COVID after you get the vaccine.
Right.
You can still get it. I don't remember the numbers off the top of my
head.
See,
but and here's
like 90%.
Yeah, and here's my biggest issue with this, right? With the word, it's the wording of this of ineffective. Okay, you take a guy like anybody who was in the Olympics who got COVID after they were vaccinated. My fantasy football player, this happened to me over the weekend, Antonio Brown. That the entire Tampa Bay Buccaneers team, coach, everything is vaccinated. Antonio Brown gets COVID and is gone. He could not play this weekend. You get docked salary, money, everything. That is your life. That is your livelihood. He is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. The entire team is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. They did it together. They have the best doctors on the planet. Mm-hmm. The NFL is the best doctors on the planet. By saying that it is ineffective, yes, it kind of is. If you can still get it, then what's the vaccine for?
Because then you don't die.
Okay, great. You don't die, right? Mm. But
it keeps it from being severe at all.
Yeah.
Sure. But it prevents you from working. It prevents you from making money. You have to sit out at home. Our kids, bus driver, hey, bus driver tested positive for COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, two kids tested positive. They're sending them home. Mm-hmm. Are they giving the bus driver their pay for 14 days of quarantine or whatever?
No.
And they're vaccinated. So if it has the ability to take away your livelihood, what is wrong with saying that it is ineffective? Like, ineffective towards death? Sure. But spell that out in your guidelines. If that is your guidelines, ineffective or dangerous, say you should be able to say it's ineffective towards or effective towards dying, but you still might get it, and then you might, you know, not be able to work your actual job and pay for shit and put food on the table. Mm-hmm. That's the issue that I have with all of this. The other problem I have with all of this, in particular, is with this AI that is extremely effective, okay? We've seen this on Facebook a lot. It does not read humor at all. So it reads words. Mm-hmm. Just keywords, not inflections, nothing else. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about this on a regular basis, the AI is just going to go through what you said and said vaccinations, probably pull your shit. Mm-hmm. Because it does not recognize humor. It also doesn't recognize something that you said 5 minutes afterwards. So there is going to be more and more people that are fucked by this, it's probably going to be our channel, to be honest with you. We've had numerous people on bitching about the vaccination or whatever, even though they're just guests. So I don't know how you stop that either. What are you going to do? Tell your guests before you come on? Hey, guys, we're on a daily radio show on fucking YouTube as well on video. Please don't talk about the vaccinations.
Yeah. I think everyone knows that at this point. I mean, they flag everything from Instagram posts, anytime you say it. I mean, if you don't know that by now, you're still in it. So even when I said, you know, when they said we can't talk about it, I said, I'm happy to not talk about it anymore. I personally have moved on. It's the same conversation over and over of that it sucks and that we cannot do anything about it. So if we want to keep banging our head against the wall, talking about something that sucks, that's not going to change, and that we can't do anything about. A, I mean, are we willing to lose our fucking channel over talking about the same fucking thing over and over again? I'm not.
Well, the channel isn't making us any money anyways. So do you switch? Because you've talked about this for years. Like, I will say this. Behind the scenes of this entire company, right? Jesse is actually the one go-to person who knows everything about podcasts. You know all the trends. You know all the ads. You know where everybody is switching and why. You had pulled me aside, what was it, 6 to 8 months ago? And mm-hmm. you were like, hey, dude, we've got to start putting shit on Patreon mm-hmm. because I don't know how much longer YouTube is going to have this.
You want to build up the Patreon at almost the same level as their YouTube so that you have more of the power so that you can say, okay, man, if you want to talk about vaccines, you have a place to do it. Where you're at right now, you don't have the power, right? So it's right. like if they're saying don't do it, the position that you're in right now, because we didn't build up the Patreon in the way that I was saying, that something's going to happen. And
well, it's decent.
Gonna,
Patreon's at a decent level right now.
It's at a decent level, but we got to start putting like, you know, one RPR over there or one of the soft cores or one of the things so that it is at a level that people will be like, you know, when you shut down the YouTube, you fully have your other thing completely ready for people to go to. And so, you know, because every once in a while we'll have a like weird scare with YouTube of like, oh my God, yeah. they're getting rid of all. And it keeps going up to a level of like, you know, they really can do whatever they want.
Yes.
So, you know.
And to the biggest people. So we had Akash on the show. By the way, I've gotten all your DMs about that on Drinking Bros. It was one of the greatest episodes of all time. Fucking hilarious. Unbelievable. But I did chat with him about it on that show, if you didn't listen, about the Alex Jones one. So there is a three strike policy like baseball on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They did get a strike. You cannot get rid of a strike ever.
I love, by the way, that their entire system is set up because of an American sport. Like, it's just in our brains. It's
oh, yeah, three. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, three.
No,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that so
like
crazy?
Five or eight. Three. Yeah, it's three. It's always three.
Anyone
three.
That says baseball isn't fucking American is shit. Like, how many times do we use strike or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just nor exactly.
Totally arbitrary. They're just like, baseball, three.
Yeah, three sounds right. You get three strikes, whatever. Like, why does it have to be three? Yeah.
I don't know. I all of it, though, is I hate to say this. And I'm not using hyperbole on this one, I promise you. This is starting to feel like fucking China, where, hey, dude, we're going to control everything you're saying or doing or whatever. Like,
no, it is a lot for you to say that. But
it really isn't, though. They control the internet. They do control the internet and what is going on. If you look at what's going on with Twitter and Google, like Google owns YouTube and everything else, and Facebook. Like, you know, Facebook was already popped for fucking pulling down the Hunter Biden shit or whatever. It was Twitter that was popped for the New York Post article. It's a pretty goddamn big newspaper. We're fucking censored. Like, we're getting real goddamn close to that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, especially when you don't have an answer to something, right? Like, polio. I understand polio, okay? Polio, that vaccination was 100%. You take that shot. You're not getting polio.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't in the beginning, right? I mean, nothing is fucking sure.
Yeah, it's not like 100.
And it was
0, 0.
One guy fucking making it.
But right.
It
yeah,
took
like
years,
it
by the way.
But it yes. works. And polio is also like not. I mean, look, I got the COVID vaccine, but polio is fucking serious.
Polio.
Yeah, polio is fucking serious. Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what, you know, Dan talks about when we talk about the vaccine, is kind of like, if it's something that is the fatality rate is that fucking high, like, sure, man.
Or even just like losing your leg.
Sure, man. You know, yeah. Whole like, movie yes, about yes.
The most famous polio victim of all time.
Yes. FDR, motherfucker.
So here's where it gets dangerous, right? I'm going to continue reading this here. Misinformation researchers have said for years that the popularity of anti-vaccine content on YouTube was contributing to growing skepticism of life-saving vaccines in the United States and around the world. Vaccination rates have slowed, and about 56% of the U.S. population has had two shots, compared with 71% in Canada and 67% in the United Kingdom. All right, I'm going to stop at that line right there, okay? There's another vaccination. That is only one shot. So are we saying that one is shitty?
What, the JJ?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I got the I got the JJ.
Okay, so Bob, according to, and this is
now look.
This is MSN. By the way, this is MSN. This is the most basic news site next to USA Today or AP that,
yeah,
that
like,
we could
like
possibly
an
use.
Aggregator, basically. Yeah.
Right. Is now saying, well, this is, I mean, this is 4 hours ago. So they're now saying that vaccination, Bob, is bullshit.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
What? No.
Mean.
Yeah, no, it's just the percentage is lower.
No. They're only saying the two-shot vaccination in this article. That is it. So, because to my knowledge, like if you look at the percentage of this, right, it says 56% of U.S. population has had two shots. To my knowledge, for everything we're told, haven't 250 million people been vaccinated at this point?
I think it was 200 million had received at least one shot. And that actually is a weird way to put it because I don't know how many the Johnson & Johnson is versus
correct.
Like Moderna and Pfizer are two shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Johnson & Johnson's the only one
that's
one shot.
Yeah.
So every other one is two shots. So you're actually going with, Moderna, Pfizer, and...
And then the JJ. The JJ had the lowest of the three. It was like, in the original numbers, it was like 90 and 90, and then JJ was like 66, but... They were like different control groups that they tested them on. So I was like, fuck it. They were
the
like,
JJ
yeah, it's fine.
Seemed like it was literally for like healthy people that were like, okay, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'll just get it once and get it over with.
I
like,
had to drive 3 hours. I wasn't doing that twice with a pregnant woman.
Exactly.
Like,
so
I
was
like,
just
we're
like,
getting the one shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just doing it one time. Boom, we're done. So the everyone, I could even go through my friends, including you, that got it, like age range, healthy, like whatever. Like no one that was actually real worried about it got the J&J. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I got it.
I mean, that is a crazy thing to print in an article by saying the two shots. That means, hey, that other one is dog shit and we don't recognize it. And by the way, this just happened to me. I went a week ago Friday, right? My parents were coming in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, maybe I should get this in case, you know, my dad is in that range.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I should get it before they come or whatever. I'll just go in and get it real quick or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, hey, do you guys have the vaccination things here or whatever? And they're like, yeah, we can do it for you. And I was like, great. How long will it take? And they're like, 15 minutes and we'll just monitor you and you can bounce or whatever. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll do it. I was like, well, they were like, well, I mean, you can do the first one now. And I was like, but it says you guys offer all of them. That's what the sign said.
Mm-hmm.
You offered all the vaccination ones. And they were like, well, you know.
Just not the Johnson.
Well, we go, yeah, we go, we can't tell you which one is better than another. And I go, well, can you? Because otherwise I would just get the one that's one. It's exactly what Bob said, right? And I go.
The way it was, I read about it, because I did do a little bit of homework just to make sure I wasn't totally wasting my time, which maybe I did anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Was just like, I don't know. They were like, yeah, these are the numbers on this. It's different control groups. It's pretty much the same thing. And honestly, like, different companies make different vaccines for everything, right? Like the like you can get a vaccine from one, like depending on your doctor or whatever. So like, yeah, there might be one vaccine that's more effective than another for a normal, what do you even get vaccine, like measles, like there you might be getting like a better measles vaccine in one place than
the other,
but they're both like still good enough. So
measles, tetanus,
yeah,
all the things.
Yeah, whooping cough.
But I wasn't driving to fucking Corpus Christi twice.
Look.
There's no interstate to get there. It's all back roads.
And Bob, I'm not gonna shame you for getting it or anything like that, right? And truthfully, that's what I would like. Hey, is there just one of these? Like, what's the one thing? Whatever. Now Biden today got a third booster, so he got an extra shot today.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want everyone to do.
Okay, so now we're up to three, right? Mm-hmm. Just so we're keeping score at home, because the first two obviously did not work or are not working. Otherwise, you wouldn't add a third, correct? So
every vaccine, though, most vaccines you have to get boosters for. So okay. When he's talking measles, polio, all of that, like you'll see when you have kid, if you don't remember doing it when you were younger, but you do have a booster every
couple of years
or every 8 months. And it's just kind of like making sure that your antibodies are good.
I've never even been offered it by any doctor.
You never got a tetanus booster? Nope. I got one like a couple months ago.
So tetanus, when I got tetanus shot, they recommended it once every 10 years. Polio, never. Measles, never. There was a mumps outbreak, I think, in California. That was the only one I was pitched by a doctor. And I said, what? Are we going back to the fucking 1800s here? Should I wash my clothes down with a fucking river?
For what?
For mumps. And
what, as an adult?
Yeah. And so I said, why? And they said there was a mumps outbreak due to Californians
not vaccinating their kids.
And they were like, oh, there's a mumps outbreak or whatever. And he was like, look, I mean, the chances are fucking low of this. Like, do you want to? And I was like, no, I definitely don't want to do that if that's what I got as a kid. I was like, I'm good. It should be one and done. The only thing that it was ever pitched to me in my lifetime to do every year a booster shot was the flu.
Yeah, which I didn't do.
Now, am I mistaken? Have you been pitched to get updated on polio and measles and all that shit?
No, but I don't do any of them as an adult. So I haven't been vaccinated as an adult.
Right, right.
But all my kids get boosters. They get all of the, and it's like every year until like 5 or 6 or whatever, and then maybe they'll get a couple when they're like 14, 15, things like that. But I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just like don't vax as an adult.
So Biden is saying that social media companies are partially responsible for spreading misinformation about the vaccines and need to do more to address the issue, which is what this is. Mm-hmm. Right. And what they're saying is, because look, they're saying that this marks a huge change for YouTube, which streams more than 1 billion hours worth of content every day. It says like its peers, Facebook and Twitter, the company's long resisted policing content too heavily, arguing maintaining an open platform is critical to free speech. Now, that's what I thought all of this was, right? And that's what the Second Amendment is, correct? It's free speech, freedom of speech.
I mean, you won't be put in jail.
What's that?
Okay, so freedom of speech, like you
can't yell fire in a crowded theater, obviously.
No, but you won't be, like, for talking about anti-vaxxing, they will not come in and take you to jail for it.
Correct.
And so that still stands. What will happen is the streaming platform, YouTube, might take your video down.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I'm saying?
They don't pay me anyway, so I...
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, yes, free speech still is a thing.
Yep.
That we all have. So, when people say like cancel culture, like you're not in jail. You're not, you know what I mean? Like you're not when that was written in the Constitution, I don't think do you think Bob predicted that there would be a YouTube back in the day when they were writing?
Probably not.
I mean,
those newspapers were basically Twitter back in the day.
Right. And so they can't be jailed or anything for writing things, freedom of press, freedom of speech, all of that, right? Mm-hmm. So the freedom of speech thing kind of irks me a little bit because you aren't, you know, it is still real, but it does not apply to YouTube and Facebook and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
It might. Dan talks about that sometimes. There was a Supreme Court case back in the day where it's somehow like a company owned a town.
Yeah.
And some woman was proselytizing in the town square, and the company was like, get out of here, you're creeping people out. Like, get out of here with your weird Christian shit.
Sure.
This is, we're trying to keep it like I don't know, Walmart-y here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And,
neutral.
Yeah, she took it to the courts, and the courts were like, well, even though you're a private company and you own all this land, you're operating it like it's a public space. Like, you're operating it in a way that makes it a public space. So she gets to hand out pamphlets or whatever.
Get that, and that's a good argument as far as, like, how YouTube's business model is, right? That, like, you get to get on here and say whatever you want, but you don't.
You don't. So. Reading this, though, truthfully, like, we probably should move at least one show a week over to Patreon,
mm-hmm.
because if you're starting with this,
the Wednesday show or something.
Yeah, and if you're starting with this right now, because you know, you were talking about coming back and doing a third possibly a week, and maybe we should to start to get ready for the rest of this, because you're going to be fucked, and I don't, because we're on the same channel on YouTube. We're all of us, Ross Patchum Revolution, Drinking Bros. American Party, all that stuff. Like, you can't stop a guest from coming on there and saying whatever the fuck they're going to say. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time at this point.
Are there guests that want to talk about vaccines?
All the time. All the time. Shit, you remember the Scaramucci episode? The Mooch.
Yeah.
He called us anti-vaxxers, and all we said was, we're not vaccinated just because we want more data and whatever, and like,
yeah, that's a chicken and the egg. I don't know who brought it up and who didn't, whatever. But like, yes.
Well, I have never said I'm an anti-vaxxer.
No.
But the problem is, if you're dealing with an AI, that's what this is. So, you know, shit, we have a show, Pardon My American. They were talking about that same thing that Rogan was talking about.
Ivermectin.
Yeah. Ivermectin. And they got a strike. And they got pulled. They pulled the episode. And they were just talking about it. I listened to the episode and I was like, what's the harm in it?
Yeah.
So, oof.
You just got to get creative. Try and talk about something else. I mean.
I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't understand.
It's not
why
about
they...
creativity, though. Like,
I don't understand why YouTube cares. Like, if you're getting your information from Robert Kennedy Jr., like RFK Jr., like,
you're
Jenny
fucked
McCarthy.
Already.
Like, I don't, yeah.
Yes.
Like,
you think not hearing him
like
is going to make it better?
Yeah, like, let people look into their eyes and see.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Like, one, and this, we're in the same camp on this. Yeah. Like, crazy is crazy, right? So, it's kind of like Alex Jones for me, where it's like, let him be as crazy as he fucking
and
wants
then
to.
Let them explain. Let the people explain, like, where did you learn that?
Yes. Okay.
I mean, that's what we want out of our presidents. That's what there's a fucking media press corps for every day. What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean by that? Mm-hmm. Why did you do that? Like, and then hold the people accountable for saying whatever the fucking crazy shit there is. So right now they said they've removed over 133,000 videos. Oh, fuck.
Honestly, that sounds like nothing.
Exactly.
For YouTube. That sounds like a drop. That's like sounds like
well,
you took
this happened today.
That's like pandering.
It's like taking 130K from Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, exactly.
They now said that's just today, by the way. So they said the company's now hired thousands of moderators to use high tech image and text recognition algorithms to police misinformation.
Finally getting America back to work.
Yep. Boy. There we go. How many are they hiring? Yeah. Hiring.
Man. Because, I mean, look, I'm looking at it this way. Again, this is audio, so who gives a fuck? Because you're rolling your eyes, which is crazy to me.
Why?
Because, so since we're not on YouTube right now, I can ask you this question. Why won't you get the vaccine?
Why won't I get it?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to.
But what's the explanation behind it?
I really don't have any, except for that I feel, I don't know. I just don't want to yet.
But why? There's got to be some reason why.
Because I feel like it was rushed and there's a lot of, you know, things coming out. I don't trust Pfizer when it comes to literally anything.
Same.
So.
Same. And they're making billions and billions of dollars and they're really pressing this third booster. Why? Because it benefits them financially and you know, because otherwise you're just admitting we got it wrong on the first one. But we got it wrong, we got to give you another one. Because I mean, even all the things that you guys have been talking about today, right? These boosters for measles or whatever, that doesn't come up for years and years down the road. Mm-hmm. You're saying this, hey, this is 6 months later. We're wrong. We need another fucking booster for this shit. Mm-hmm. So even with you having just an honest conversation with you about it, mm-hmm. you're an anti-vaxxer because you don't believe in it.
Yeah, but I don't want to have the conversation. You, like, got all aggressive and then wanted to have the conversation with me, and I'm not trying to. Like, I'm literally not trying to have this conversation with fucking anybody anymore.
Great.
Like, I'm fucking done.
So, the reason why I brought this up wasn't to shame you or anything else.
Okay.
When we have guests on, Drinking Bros, this is what we get asked, right? So, that was the Scaramucci thing. What we just went through right here in the last 20 seconds was the Scaramucci thing. Hey, so you guys are vaxxed, right? No, we're not. Why?
I mean, you can roll the tape, but you guys were talking about vaccines, and he goes, whoa, wait. You guys brought it up. And he said, whoa, wait. Are you guys, aren't anti-vaxxers, are you?
We said, no, we're not.
Right.
And then he goes, why aren't you vaccinated?
Right.
Then so you have to answer the question.
Again, it's like, no matter what you say of it, no matter what you say, the word vaccine, and so in the world of YouTube, I get that.
But you can't
avoid it. The word
vaccine
at this point, I can.
Yeah.
But the word vaccine, just from that, you said, I think you were even in the show, I think you were even saying, like, yeah, like with this vaccine stuff. Like, that's literally all you said. And then he
Correct.
Had an opinion. So the thing is, like, if you don't even say the word,
right,
those conversations don't really come up. And it's the same conversation. Oh, you're an anti-vaxxer? Oh, I am. Oh, why? Oh, you're killing me. Oh, blah, blah. Like, it's literally the same argument back and forth, back
right.
and forth.
But you cannot avoid it in today's society. Like, that is how big this has become. I don't know how you avoid this with guests. For a show that is guest-driven, I don't know how to do it. For you and I...
Let me say this. On this show, we can avoid it.
Yes, we can.
We have exhausted the vaccine mask conversation.
Right.
And I actually think maybe the audience would love to move on from it when it comes to entertainment. So Today Show, it's all over Today Show. Whatever, it's all over there.
Sure.
It would be really nice for them to have one place to go. It's almost like going to Drippin' Springs. It's really nice to go to one place where it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah.
People are doing other things and talking about other things.
That's my wife's entire appeal of Drippin' Springs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we're away from all of it.
We're away from all of it.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. You don't wear masks. You know, you get the email about the COVID or whatever, and that's all you get. Hey, just letting you know, you do what you want with it, right? And stuff like that, where it's like, It is possible. Do you want to have that kind of show? I don't know. It's a good test to be like, which show gets taken off? Oh,
it's not the show. It'll be the entire channel that is wiped. So that is it.
I don't think the entire channel is going to be.
Yes, they're pulling channels. It is not individual
shows.
No.
You said 130
channels.
Channels. Oh,
yes.
Channels.
And
okay.
Channels. You're done.
Okay.
I was trying to think about it after you just said it. I can't remember not having a conversation with anyone that doesn't involve it. Fuck, even yesterday's conversation was about ACL. George Strait is coming to ACL, mm-hmm. right? They're trying to decide, and I don't know, Bob, you can look this up on ACL, if you have to show vaccination cards
to
get in or not get in or mm-hmm. or whatever.
I think it's a 72-hour COVID test or proof of vaccination, and I think that's going to be pretty standard. For the rest of our lives.
Right. So how do you avoid that conversation is the question.
Patrons who are fully, this is from their website.
Okay.
Patrons who are fully vaccinated may show proof of full COVID-19 vaccination instead of proof of negative test. Patrons showing proof of vaccine do not need to be tested to enter ACL. A person is considered fully vaccinated 14 days after the second shot of Pfizer, Moderna, or single shot of Johnson & Johnson. Yes, I still think.
There you go.
Bobby.
You can still go see Gay for Straight.
Yeah, dude.
Your dream.
Please note that vaccination is not required to attend ACL. So it's essentially that or the test.
Or the test.
Which you can get a test and then catch it.
Okay.
Like, you get a test and 2 days later you Catch it.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense either. And then I'll read the last of this here. YouTube's new policy will still allow people to make claims based on their own personal experience, like a mother talking about side effects her child experienced after getting a vaccine, a scientific discussion of vaccines, and posting about vaccines' historical failures or successes will also be allowed. We'll remove claims that vaccines are dangerous or cause a lot of health effects, that vaccines cause autism, cancer, infertility, or contain microchips.
Yeah. So, like, when you really get into it, it's like, you know who they're talking about. If we get caught up in the fucking melee of that, maybe. But, like, you know exactly the people that they're wanting to take off.
I think the bigger threat for us would be AI misreading than actual in context.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
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 So, like, yeah, if we get caught up in it, but, like, you know, again, they want
Kyrie Irving. Like, that's who they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof, Kyrie Irving. Is he in a play? Like, I don't even know what's going to happen to those
Did you
guys.
See his quote? His vaccine situation?
What was it?
Let me pull it up real quick.
Because this is going on right now in all the NFL, every sport where they're just like, all right, great. Even LeBron finally had to admit he was vaccinated. Finally. After all these fucking months of him not, he finally had to come out and be like, well, fuck it. In the meantime, hey, Bob, while you look that up, we got some sponsors who pay for the show to be on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 30% off new mattresses, new sheets, new pillows, new adjustable bases, you name it. Promo code Drinking Bros. You will get 30% off their finest mattresses in the land. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and hop on it. Get on these deals, dude. Japes.
Yes?
Greatest mattress ever, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Even my parents were like, Jesus Christ.
I know. Well, so we get the newer, we keep getting the newer ones.
Right.
Right? So, like, we have one from, like, the early days. We have a couple from, like, the newest ones. So, the guest room upstairs is, like, the newest, nicest, like, the cooling one.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is that? We have a ghost bed. Is that a ghost bed? I was like, yep. They keep updating it. They keep making it better. What can I say?
It's great. Best in the biz. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there if you have decent credit. Don't come at me with a 520 and be like, dude, I can't get the deal. Raise your credit, son. When you bundle that all together with the deals that I just mentioned, congratulations. You can get away with a 3-year payment plan of like $35 to $38 a month. Today's the day you go and get a new mattress set from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got liquidiv.com. My God.
Oh yeah.
Gunning through it. The new flavors. I don't know how they keep pumping these out. They're all amazing. Watermelon, Jabes.
Watermelons? The best. You know what I accidentally had? We have so much liquid IV. It's like it's all over our house. We go through it. It's not like it's just sitting there. So with any given day, accidentally had an apple pie and was like, "What is this delightful?"
I know.
And you can't like place it, and you're like, "This is amazing. What is it?"
Yeah.
And then I saw his apple pie. I was like, "Fucking A, liquid IV, huh?"
Dude, the watermelon's mine. I know the I know people love the strawberry and all that stuff. That new watermelon, dude. I am gunning through bags of that. I have one stick of this every single morning. All you do is put it in 16 ounces of water. It hydrates you doubly. I'm going to make up a Trump word. Doubly fast. It really does doubly fast here. It's in your system. You're ready to rock. I have one of these every single morning. This is the easiest sell of my life because I use this every day, and I have for years and years now at this point. So if you're not using Liquid IV, I don't know what you're doing with your life. But when you go to liquidiv.com, you're going to use the promo code Nooners at checkout. And that's going to get you 25% off anything in their entire store. Get all of the flavors, all the things. Once you have it, it becomes a part of your daily routine. I have one every single morning to start off the day. I have coffee, and then I have Liquid IV, and then usually something else to keep me up for the rest of the day because I do 90 shows a day. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart. Or, again, 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code Nooners at checkout. You can't use it at Walmart. Okay? Can't use that promo code at Walmart. So you got to go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code Nooners at checkout to get the 25% off. That is 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. What was the Kyrie Irving thing that you were talking about?
Yeah, so here's a quote from the story. I forget which outlet it's from, but it's from a legit outlet. I just like quote tweeted the screenshot of part of the story because it's fucking amazing. Irving, who serves as a vice president on the executive committee of the players union, so he's one of the top players union reps in the league, recently started following and liking Instagram posts from a conspiracy theorist who claims that secret societies are implanting vaccines in a plot to connect black people to a master computer for a plan of Satan. This Moderna microchip misinformation campaign has spread across multiple NBA locker rooms and group chats, according to several of the dozen plus current players, Hall of Famers, league executives, arena workers, and virologists interviewed for this story over the past week. So there's a good chunk of NBA players who believe they're being connected to a computer should they be vaccinated.
And here's the thing. That kind of, like, that makes, not, it doesn't make sense, but like that kind of them being conspiracy theorists about it, or a little bit worried or a little bit distrusting, like, sorry, like Tuskegee, like, yeah, let's be real, like, that, you know,
yeah,
fine, but like us, come on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that he comes by it honestly. That's only what, that's the only thing I'm going to say. I mean, it's fucking insane, right? But like,
yeah, it's just, at some
have
point,
crazier things happened, yeah, like, yeah, in some that point, community. I don't know.
Right. At some point, like, I don't know, you can only stand behind. I'm just asking questions for so long. Like, is there a,
sure,
computer
that all black
people are being put into? Yeah. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just inquiring, you know? It's like, I just want to be informed. And you're like, man, I don't even know where to start with that. Like, how do I even answer that question? So, exactly right. Look, I love that for our last episode that we're ever even going to say the word vaccine. Let's just get it. We're getting it all out. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah,
going to be a full vax episode because it's the last time that we're ever going to talk about it.
It's fine. I look, the whole world's gone to shit, and I think we're all fucked, if you want to be honest. Everything.
Good morning.
Phone call I got off of today about the truck. Jesus Christ. We have to get two trucks a year for taxes, right? I've bitched about this before. Call today. I'm going to call this guy back live on air just so you guys can hear this, because I'm sure you're going through it.
Today?
No, not today.
Oh, okay.
We'll save it. But he goes, hey. So I go, look, I saw the MSRP and the sticker and, you know, whatever he fucking part costs and dollar for dollar and all that shit. And he goes, yeah, you're going to need to add $30,000 to that. And I was like, I'm sorry?
Huh? Just arbitrary, just like,
and he goes, that's
no
just
reason.
Our markup, you know? It's just the demand's so high, we can do it. And I was like,
holy shit.
Yeah. So I want to get this guy on the air to say it.
Yeah.
And because I've heard stories about this from other listeners and all that shit. And like, I didn't believe it. And I heard it from our next door neighbor too. And I was like, there's no way. That was the first time I've actually heard it. I was like, Jesus Christ. But everything across the board is fucked. I'm just, you and I do a topical show every day, right? Mm-hmm. And we talk about shit like this. Talk about the fucking vaccination. Talk about things that are going on in the world. Dollar Tree is going to sell most of their items now above a dollar because costs have risen. Are you going to change the name of it then to $2 Tree? Like, what are we going to do with Dollar Tree now?
Oh, I forgot. You're a rich. But they've been doing that for a long time.
I'm not rich, but yeah, yes.
No, but like,
yeah.
Have you gone to a Dollar Tree?
Yeah. Oh. Most of my items were a dollar when I checked out.
Oh, well, there's a lot that aren't.
Are there really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why lie about that too? Same with the trucks. Why lie about that? And again, just looking at all the top stories here of how our world is fucked. The next one. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Police warn parents about cannabis candy ahead of Halloween. This happened to us. Okay, so they're showing this picture here. We're not doing video today,
right,
but they're showing this picture here of the Cheetos.
Okay.
So I walked in, Bob, I'm going to show you two of the Cheetos. I walked in. I don't know if you guys were here because we were doing a live watch that night for a fight, right? I see a bag of Cheetos. I see this exact bag of Cheetos sitting on the desk, and it was open. And I'm like, huh, I'll just pop a couple in my mouth. No big deal, right? No, like, you know, it's Cheetos. I'll just pop a couple in my beak and not worry
Where
about it.
Where are they getting those?
But hang on. So I get my, I put my hand in the bag, and Giorgio stops me, and he goes, dude, don't fucking do that. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, are these your Cheetos? And he goes, they are. But he goes, they're not what you think they are. And I was like, what are they, man?
Yeah, what are you talking
goes,
about, bro?
They're weed, dude, and it's 100 milligrams in this little...
Oh, in the bag.
No,
in
no,
the
no.
bag.
In the bag. Oh, okay. But
I know, I was like,
you know,
you're going to die.
Yeah. You know the snack bag?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the snack pack size. For a kid. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, not yeah. like the big one, but it was like
sure,
the snack
sure.
pack. And I was like, what? And I was like, what's the fucking difference? There's a like a leaf in the corner.
But where are you buying them? That's what I'm saying. It's not like you're going to accidentally get them at the grocery
100%,
store.
100%, right?
So,
cut to... Go to Vegas for the McGregor fight. And we walk into, I don't know if you've been to the new Apple store of weed in Vegas. They have an entire mall there that is now dedicated to weed. So okay. when you walk in, they fucking swipe your card and you get to go throughout their mall and they tell you at a kiosk what everything is. So there's a coffee shop to the left. Weed. Right. Weed coffee is what they're making there. Okay. Okay? Mm-hmm. The weed apple store is all of the things in the glass cases, and they have the people that come out and help you. So you put your name in at the front, and they come and tell you, and they're like, hey, guys, we're here. We're here to help, and we're going to walk you through the store. And you look at it, you know, on the glass cases, looks identical to an Apple store. And that's where you get, like, all your weed products or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then as you keep going, then there's hemp-infused clothing and things like that. It's a full fucking mall full of weed. I see these there. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. And I go, shouldn't you change it to maybe like a green bag with weed
right.
or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, something
like,
where so it's totally different.
We talk about this with the Mountain Dew seltzer.
Yes.
Yes.
Same thing.
And the fucking alcohol water.
Yes.
Right.
What in the fuck is alcohol
yeah.
water?
Yeah.
By the way, I had to do that here when someone brought like just chocolate from California. And it was,
right?
It was sitting on the table and I was like about to eat one. And I was like, I had to turn to like four other people and like, hey, hold on. This isn't drugs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's a real thing that happens here.
It's
you have
a
to be like,
real
hold on,
thing.
Hold on.
Yes, and especially in here. Remember when that Mucinex, I go, guys, is this really Mucinex or did somebody put some codeine cough? I'm just like, want, I have a stuffy nose.
Always
I don't want to fucking like trip
check.
Out.
This
yeah,
place, it's like walking through a field in Bosnia.
This
is one of the landmine fields, right?
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Oh, that's Mountain Dew. Oh, that's water. Oh, those are Cheetos. Like, we don't fucking know. I just don't eat any or drink anything here, except for if I open up the topo myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what.
Wow. What the fuck, dude? And now if you have kids, mm-hmm. you're going through their bag looking for weed, like...
No, it's like the razor blade thing, right?
I think it's
the yeah. hysteria.
I saw a tweet earlier that was like, shut up, New York Times. Ain't no one giving away their edibles.
Exactly. Like, that's not happening. There were no razor blades. There was no cyanide in the pixie stick. It was one fucking person trying to kill their own kid.
It's cool. I am the dude that did this. Like, I am the fucking one who grabbed
right.
for the Cheetos. I thought it was Cheetos.
Right. But unless Giorgio is buying your Halloween candy for you, I think you're going to be fine if you just go to the
fucking... How many fucking Giorgios are out in the world?
Well, that's the problem is they're definitely not doing it on purpose, but I mean...
It's the accident.
How many steps of suspension of disbelief do you need for someone like Giorgio to accidentally put the wrong candy in the bowl because they've already eaten so much of the wrong candy?
That's yeah. fair, but Giorgio would never be even close to... Kid, what's right. he doing on Halloween? He's fucking right. like he's getting high himself and maybe doing comedy somewhere. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's the same thing. Like in your neighborhood, think about anyone at home. Think about in your neighborhood, which one of your neighbors, really, if you really, really think about it, is going to accidentally put weed in there? Like, really think about
in
it.
Our neighborhood.
I'm talking about our neighborhood. I'm talking about people that yeah. are listening that are in normal like neighborhoods. Like.
Boy.
How many of those people really do you there's think no, would accidentally fucking
I'd
do that?
Say there's, I'd say there's a 10% shot out there And if we're just including the state of California,
there's only two options. It's either someone who's trying to party,
right,
and puts it in on accident,
right,
because they're stupid and fucked up,
right,
or maybe I could see, like, I don't know, some high schooler doing it as a prank.
Dang, you're right.
Yeah,
because they don't get the fucking consequence of that. No, right?
Yeah,
they don't
have like kids, a 17-year-old, like, let's fucking kill a bunch of kids.
Yes, yeah. They don't care. And then how do you prove it?
Oh, there's no way to track it. Well, the only thing you could prove definitively is that their fucking mom's going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they won't get busted.
Yeah.
They'll be like, I'm sorry, it's too late. And then, like, it's too late. Mom's going.
But that's the other thing, too. Where'd you get that? I mean, where'd you get that candy? What house did you get it? Please, we're just dumping it on the fucking ground, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, all right, it's possible. Yeah. Weird, but possible.
Not really. I mean, I grabbed a whole, yeah. Don't eat that. And it's the exact bag they're showing in the news where you're just like, oh, shit. Because unless you look at that leaf and try to determine what that is, it's identical. And it might.
Think it was like a fall package.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Like, I was like, hey.
The leaf, it's fall Cheetos.
Fall is here. Who cares?
Yeah, even if it's green, you probably wouldn't even think twice. You'd be like, oh, it must be for Halloween.
Oh, it must be like jalapeno like spooky, or something. Yeah. Exactly.
This is fucking crazy, man. It happened to me. And what if he wasn't
it
here?
Didn't,
what if
it
he
didn't,
was just taking a piss?
Yeah.
Georgia was just taking a piss.
Yeah. You would have been out of your fucking mind.
Because on air, because I told this story when we were doing the live watch, and I go, because there's 100 milligrams in every single thing, and I go, hey, dude.
Yeah, what if you just started fucking munching away?
And this is what I told him. I go, and he goes, I don't know how fucked up I would be. If you go back and watch that episode of that live watch, Giorgio ends up eating the whole bag. He is
gonzo.
Fucked. And he's Giorgio. Like, he can take down
Giorgio.
Massive amounts of weed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, we're all fucked, I think. I think we're all fucked. For real. This is fucking nuts, dude. Put it in a green bag. Put it in something else, man. Shit.
There's no need to be subtle with it, like, at all.
And there was, by the way, on this wrapper, it was the same wrapper, too, where it's like the gummy edibles we have, to open those goddamn things takes the hands of a fucking gorilla to rip those things open because they're pretty sealed. This little Cheetos bag was just like another little snack
just
back in the closet.
Four-year-old could have
stuck my dumb
it.
Little hand in there because it's Cheetos. Who would have thought to turn those into weed? Of like, you know what I need with my Cheetos? You know, it was to be weed infused because it's not good enough. What's the first thing you grab when you're high? It's just regular Cheetos. Why do I want that on top of that?
Right.
Because eating Cheetos makes you want more Cheetos. Right. If they're 100 milligrams, you're going to get fucking destroyed, which Giorgio was.
And also, the bad thing about that, and I guess a lot of booze now too, like seltzers, and especially like the Mountain Dew shit, is back in the day, like the taste of alcohol would drive the children away itself.
Yeah.
Like a 10-year-old can't handle scotch.
Yeah.
Right.
But like they've made it kid friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the weed too. Like you smoke, a 12-year-old can't rip a bong.
Yeah.
Right. Like handle that.
Yeah.
No.
But you a 12-year-old.
It's like a
can...
natural aversion that our bodies have to things that we like shouldn't have at a certain time. Right.
Yeah.
You have to jump over the hurdle.
Yeah.
The pain hurdle to get the.
I remember having to be like, all right. I'm gonna fucking get this beer down, dude, right? Like, because I'm gonna drink, right? And then it was just like, ugh. And you get to a certain point of, you know, drunk, and then you're like, okay, I'm fine with this. But like, yes, there was no like loving the taste right off the bat or not noticing what you were drinking ever. I would have loved to have that.
Yeah.
We didn't.
No. It was like your dad drinking the root beer weed.
Yeah, I like dosed my dad. Like basically, like
He did it on his own, and because he didn't
fucking
know.
No, but let's
dude.
Be real. Like he is a dad smoker, so it's like he smokes fucking B grades. He smokes a whole joint, and he's fine, right? So he wasn't. I definitely brought like a foreign world into his fridge and told him like, "Here you go. Here's your 100 milligram lemonade cannabis drink," and like didn't really. Think to instruct him on how to do it, right? And so he's just like, weed dude, he drinks, so he's like, I can handle it, and just starts pounding. You're only supposed to take a teaspoon, let's say, at a time. And he took like shot glass sizes over and over. And then we went to a birthday dinner and he was out of his mind. Like he was tripping on fucking acid.
Yes.
At the end of the table. Yep. And he kept, do you remember Sneaky Pete, that horrible fucking show that was on Amazon?
Oh, we've talked Brian about Cranston, this before. Yeah.
Brian Cranston was in it and Giovanni Ribisi. Exactly. You don't know it, Bob, because it sucked so bad.
Amazon
but my
Prime.
Dad watched it. He was the one guy that watched it, right? Like, you know, your parents were like, oh, you haven't seen Blue Bloods? It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, nobody watches it. You watch it. But anyways, he kept being like, thinking he was so tripped out, he kept thinking that we were talking about Sneaky Pete. And so he would lean over every once in a while and be like, from Sneaky Pete? Or, and I'm like, no, Dad, no one's talking about Sneaky Pete. No one's seen that show. You're out of your mind. I'm like, just eat your food. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
But that's the world now. So I do see it in that way. But we understand that. This generation is like, a Cheeto can be fucking weed, right? A lemonade drink can be fucking dose you out. Like, you know, like, we understand that.
Sure.
So I don't know. I don't know how much of a threat it's going to be to your kids, guys, but see,
it is
you
a
know.
Weird talk to have though, right?
Right. Like,
hey,
well,
double check the bag of chips you're eating when you're at that party.
Yeah.
Triple check it.
Yeah. And buddy. They're going to be like, and depending on what age they, what if they're 14? They're going to be like, cool.
Yeah.
I'll be checking it. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
13,
exactly.
Whatever. They're like, oh, is that going to happen? Because I'll be searching it out now.
At this point, I'm just like assuming that one day I'm going to tell my kid, like, hey, just do me a favor.
Yeah.
Beer only. Beer only.
Beer only.
Just if it's beer only, I won't even be mad.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to do it, but I won't be mad.
Exactly. Oh, I think 100%, right?
Yeah. Just stick to, don't smoke weed, whatever strong ass shit your creepy friends are bringing around.
No.
Don't
no.
take shots. Like, you literally can't handle liquor.
Or should we say, Bob, should we be like, don't eat weed or drink
don't
weed.
Eat it. Yeah, don't eat or drink
but
weed.
But you make a little, a little smoke if it's leafy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only off a joint. Because if you take your first hit of a bong like you were talking about earlier,
oh, no.
You're fucking destroyed, dude. Yeah.
Even a bowl.
Oh, yes. Dude, you forget it.
Forget
but again, the whole theme today is how we're fucked as a society going forward. And I actually like it. Yeah. I like it today. I want to know all the things that are going to happen. To us here, okay? Mm. The other big story today was there's groundbreaking 3D technology, which is now able to bring 2,000-year-old mummies' faces back to life.
What do you mean, like computer-animated faces?
So there it is. Boom. That's what your dead great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather looked like.
He wasn't a mummy.
But he might have been. If you go back to Ancestry.com or whatever it is,
we are Egyptian.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Your skin is an olive tint. You could trace it back to then. My question is this, right? So let's go the mummy route.
Okay.
Let's go the mummy route, right?
Please.
With Jesus and shit like that, are they going to be able to do that? And then that's going to fuck up everybody's perception of...
They don't have a mummy of Jesus.
Oh, they don't have a mummy of Jesus? There's no mummy Jesus?
No,
there's just a tomb, right?
He rose and went to heaven
with his whole body.
Remember that? Hey, remember Jesus? Yeah. No, no.
Oh, so he just went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took the meat with him.
He did.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah.
So we're thinking about what? Who's...
But they have Arab Jesus.
Oh, it is. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Grab Nicholas, and he'll help you out with that. Nicholas, yes, in the other room.
There was a guy helping with our destroyed toilet in the hallway.
Somebody
Look,
came in
whatever
here.
Whatever happens on the show, right?
We were gone, and somebody just absolutely fucking cake-held our toilet. Just destroyed it.
While we were gone?
Yeah.
He was a slaughterhouse.
We came in this morning, and it was a fucking bloodbath. And that was the plumber who was like, hey, dude.
I mean,
the only person that was here was Bob.
No. That's not
just
true.
Just kidding.
Giggle Boys.
Yeah. Giggle Boys. Well, we have the answer right there.
I think as far as I know, the toilet got taken to the Crone Zone.
Did it really? So it was Delco Dan, yeah.
Bob just
right.
outed
his
buddy,
he was here
dude.
Yesterday, yeah.
I don't care.
That was a Crone.
I don't think he cares either, right?
I don't think,
to be honest.
Well, he was just the last one to use it. That toilet, you know,
Delco
it's like
Dan.
What makes a man snap, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah, exactly. What is a man's strength?
Yeah.
What is a man's breaking point?
A man's strength is a $179 bill. from a plumber.
But I mean, that was year, that was months of abuse.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then finally,
that was going. Yeah, there was always like a tiny problem,
right?
That culminated into what whatever the hell happened.
It's $179 shit is what he just took. So that was the one. That was the one that got him there.
I will say this: like, you guys all used that bathroom, and by all, I mean like every dude in the place. So, yeah, I mean, can you really pinpoint one person at this point?
I think we can. I think we can actually. I think
if
we're
you
safe
want to put
to
it
say.
On the crone zone. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I know. I've.
We don't. The rest of us use it politely. Like, he's in there fucking hard shitting for
I've clogged
six,
that toilet
seven
before.
Times at a time.
Yeah, like, let's really? Be
I've
real.
I clogged the toilet, like, a month into working here, and that's, like, way too soon to clog a toilet at work.
Yeah.
Like, a month
oh,
in.
Right.
So
like,
I was, like,
you can't,
in there
like
a plunger, like, come on, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Not today.
Like, we're not at that level of just, like, fucking with each other yet.
Yeah.
So you're like,
Why?
I love that.
Last but not least here, I want to bring up the new James Bond movie. They just started screening it for critics. They're saying it is absolutely incredible. I didn't know this was Daniel Craig's last one. So he's out.
Yeah, I thought they already picked the other one. Did
they haven't?
They haven't?
Oh.
Yeah,
they
have not picked
Idris.
Another Bond.
No, Idris is too old now, they're saying.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is weird.
How old's Craig?
Yeah, exactly.
But he's at the end of his run.
Exactly.
But I think he started in his...
Black don't crack. Idris Elba could do that for another 10 years and be fine.
Oh, and by the way, we should go through... Well,
so Craig was 38 when he started playing him.
When he started, okay.
So he's fine. How old is Idris Elba? 43?
No,
he's probably older.
50s, right?
Is he?
Idris Elba's 49.
49. Again, Black don't crack.
Yeah,
he could do that for 10 years and be fine.
Yeah. Just what you need to do is take him... For 3 years, film 5 movies.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up. The problem with it is they don't have these scripts in advance. They should. It should just be writing endless Bonds.
With Bond in particular, it feels like they don't have that script until the day of shooting
starts.
Oh,
dude. And not only that, it takes them fucking 5 years to put out one of these goddamn things. I remember when this was shot, and this was like 3.5 years ago. Like, it's been done forever. It's been done so long that they released the Bond song a year and a half ago. It was Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
That's been out for a year and a half. That Bond song has been out for a year and a half. But they're saying here that because of how great it is, they're thinking that this could really help the box office and theaters and shit like that. And that's why they delayed it in the first place. So, shit, good for them.
So my favorite Bond was Timothy Dalton.
Oh, God,
you know?
Shut the fuck up.
As you know, but he seemed a little bit older when he was playing. So he's 75 now, and he played Bond in 89. So he was still within the range, huh? I was thinking that he was like an older Bond.
Roger Moore was pretty old at the end.
Yeah.
He was like mid-60s.
But he's still a pimpy, and so did fucking Sean Connery.
Whose favorite Bond is Timothy Dalton?
Nuns. Is that really your favorite Bond?
Yeah.
That's gross.
He only did 2.
Connery was mine.
I'm Craig.
Pierce Brosnan
you're
was
Craig?
Great.
I'm Team Craig.
Pierce was good, too.
You know what's weird about that is switching out characters like that, I mean, switching out actors for the same character, they've done the best job at it. Like, looking back at it, all right, I'll go Craig was great. Mm-hmm. Roger Moore, I thought was great. I loved Roger Moore as Bond. I love Sean Connery as Bond. I loved Pierce Brosnan as Bond. I loved all of them except for Timothy Dalton. Like,
what
that was
the
only one.
Dude, why?
It was literally the only one that I didn't
the
like.
Only shitty one.
Are you?
He was shitty.
He was
why?
Shitty.
He had two.
So
both
boring.
Those movies are like pretty. Oh no, there
License
is one worse
to kill.
Than him.
Yeah,
there's one worse than him. It's the guy, the American who played him in the very first one. In
like before Connery.
Yeah, there was one pre-Connery guy. But I forget his name. It was in Her Majesty's Secret Service was the title of the film, I believe.
Oh, so there's David Niven, George Lazenby.
George Lazenby. That is universally known as the shittiest Bond.
Oh, okay. See? Not Timothy Dalton. The American that played before Connery was worse than Dalton.
Okay.
But you know, I just like shitty things. Martin Short,
yeah.
Clifford. I mean, it's my favorite movie.
It's absolutely crazy.
Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise. I really liked that movie, you know? Everyone hated it.
Oh, it's so fucking funny.
I'll see you in another life when we are both cats.
Yep. They're saying this one's going to be amazing, and it's a great send-off for him. I was unaware that this was his last one.
I bet the next one's going to be a girl.
So they asked him about it, and this caused some uproar.
Oh.
He's doing press for the movie now, and they said, hey, how would you think of a woman replacing you, potentially? And
he said, fuck bitches?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
He said, that is not a good idea. And they were like, oh, you're misogynist, you're fucking whatever. And was like, it's always been a dude. It has always been a dude. Just create something for a woman. Create a female spy for a woman. Why would you even want it?
What was cool about Bond was, wasn't it? It was kind of like a woman that was in charge of him, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Penny?
Helen Mirren.
But Judi Dench.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Dame.
I always get the...
They're both dames.
They're both dames, but you better put some respect on her name.
I will. But
there was that aspect to it, right? Where it was she was the one that was like kind of in charge.
Yeah.
And he was sort of the guy that she sent out to do the fucking dumb shit, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was misogyny. I don't know.
There's a female producer of Bond who's like, she's been on all of them.
Okay.
And she said the same thing. She was like, James Bond can be any race, but it's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because they were like, yeah, it could be Idris, who's black, but like it's going to be a guy.
Idris. Right. And I actually like the Britishness of it. Is that crazy too? Like, I kind of want him to be British.
I would be furious if anyone but a British person.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe Irish, but pretending to be British.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
That's as far as you can go.
That's as far as.
Because, I mean, Connery's Scottish, right? So,
yeah. But it works. That's
as far as I can go.
Yeah.
I don't want an American playing Bond.
But, like, honestly, I think right now, or even if they made the next one in 3 years, Idris could still fucking kill that.
Same here. I think he's good. I think he's good to go.
And be hot.
Whatever. Rate the show a 5-star. Leave a review at Ross Patterson Revolution on iTunes. That is the only thing that the advertisers care about that keeps us in the charts. And again, we might be on Patreon here real goddamn soon. We'll find out in the next few days.
Well, no, we're going to put, like, we'll let you guys know, but we're going to put, I think if we do any kind of bonus show of each show on the network, it will be on Patreon, and that is where we're going to go fucking crazy. So check those shows out there.
Yeah, I mean, we could just play the music on there like we were doing
exactly.
today.
Exactly.
Like,
so like we could do my favorite show, which is A Member This Song.
Yeah.
And we could do that like the whole time.
Yeah.
So we're going to start to. We'll let you guys know.
For sure, because this is now we're getting close here. We're getting close. The government is controlling the internet. And I'm not a fucking conspiracy guy, but. Jesus Christ.
You're just asking questions.
Yes. That's all. I'm just asking questions. For Ross Patterson, Jesse Weissman, this is The Revolution.
And for Bob.
For Hot Bob.
For Hot Bob.
Hey.
You guys are going to get a bonus episode this week, so enjoy it. Good night, everyone.
Good night. We'll be right back.